This is a special edition of Outtake Voices. My partner, Marilyn Rosen, and I were recently married in Massachusetts, and we want to share the experience and give our spin on our LGBT issues. Hi, Marilyn.
Hi, Charlotte.
Let's talk a little bit why we decided to get married after almost 17 years together. What made you feel like you wanted to get married?
Well, I think the obvious reason, because we've been talking about it for so long, is that we wanted to wait until DOMA was overturned. And at that point, we felt it was important to be able to protect each other and to move forward and feel safe. And I think that was one of the main reasons in terms of comfort of living. But in terms of heart, I think it's something that we just automatically felt, and it just was the right time.
I was kind of thrilled at the way that our family embraced the announcement of our wedding. What do you think about that?
Well, my Aunt May, down in Florida, who's elder, has been saying for years, when are you girls going to make it legal? So I think it's fabulous that our family, our friends, all embraced our getting married, and it's been fabulous.
Do you feel differently now that you're legally married?
I do feel differently. Well, first of all, you're really mine. And I feel a love that's even deeper than the love that we've had just because we stood up in front of the world and said to the world, we love each other and we are going to be together and legally together. And that changed my heart.
When we went through the ceremony and they actually said, by the laws of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, I now pronounce you married. It was really intense.
It was intense, but I think at that point, I was just up in the heavens. I was just seeing stars, and it was just overwhelming. But the feeling was the important thing, and feeling very strong in the moment.
We decided to get married, as you said, when DOMA was found unconstitutional by the Supreme Court in 2013, but we actually didn't start planning the wedding until April of 2014. Let's talk a little bit about what inspired you to pick the venue.
I started thinking about venues, and I started to thinking about what it was that we wanted to create when we were getting married, how we wanted to feel and how we wanted everybody that we love to feel. And so I thought that some alternative venue. And I started to investigate alternative venues, and somehow Doubletree Hilton Scullers Jazz Club came up online, and it was like the lights went on. Both you and I have a long history with Scullers. I, as a booking agent, a jazz booking agent, sending artists for over 20 years to perform in Scullers, and you and I have spent an enormous amount of time there and are personally and professionally connected to it. And it was inspiring. I thought it was inspiring. The room is gorgeous. It's intimate. It's beautifully located on the Charles River. And it would allow everybody to come, be comfortable, be sociable, be close enough, and yet have enough room to be comfortable, and to be together and have the ceremony and the celebration all in one room.
The other thing about doing it there was also all of the out-of-towners who were coming from all over the world, actually, to come to our wedding were able to find accommodations, and so it made it really one-stop shopping for the entire wedding, and it made it much easier to do it that way. Let's talk about how Pink Martini came to perform at our wedding. What was your recollection of how it came about?
I've been Pink Martini's symphony booking agent for the last 17 years. And for me, it's been a love affair. And when you and I got to see them perform with the New Jersey Symphony in Newark, we were in conversation with Thomas and with China and weddings and different types of events that they would perform at came into play. And they said that they used to do weddings and they used to do special events like that, private events like that, but that they would never do it again. And then Thomas looked at us and said, except for your wedding, we will perform for your wedding. And so when you and I decided to get married, I texted Thomas and said, Thomas, that promise you made 16 years ago, I hope will come true now. And Thomas and Chyna and Pink Martini were thrilled to come and perform for us and be our special guest.
I heard people saying things like, is that really Pink Martini? And people were saying things like, it's like having the Beatles perform at your wedding. And it was just really wonderful to be able to have that, and I'm so appreciative that they were able to do that date.
We felt like we shared so much joy and so much pleasure and so much fun with the people that we love the most that it excited us even more. We are so fortunate that we are surrounded by people who believe in marriage equality, who believe in equality on every level, and that the people that were coming were, so to speak, pure of heart and only wanted something beautiful for us and to share something beautiful for us. So we were surrounded by so much love, without judgment, without a second thought about who is dancing with who. And I think it made for just a wonderful evening, a wonderful memory, and these people will then take it out into the world and spread it.
At this point in the conversation, I usually ask people about what they would like to see happen for LGBT equality in the next few years. And after getting married and feeling what it's like to be married, and it does feel different, and it does feel more secure, and it does feel more legitimate in so many ways. And what I would really like to see, and I think that Marilyn and I agree on this, is that we would like to see the Supreme Court to finally rule that gay and lesbian marriages across the country would become legal as soon as possible, because this legal procrastination that's going on with the Supreme Court is really hurting our community, our LGBT community, and it's also keeping them from having the kind of joyous event that we had. I think enough is enough, and marriage equality should be passed in the United States, if not globally. So Marilyn, you mentioned a little bit about your work and what you do. So tell us a little bit about your company, Marilyn Rosen Presents.
I'm now going into my second year as Marilyn Rosen Presents. It is a boutique agency. I represent artists who perform worldwide. I represent incredibly fabulous artists who are at the top of their game, the top of their genre, and I book them to perform with symphony orchestras. For example, Pink Martini, Ann Hampton Calloway, the Von Trapps. I have a roster of artists that perform music that I have always enjoyed. I have been in the music industry for over 23 years, mostly in the world of jazz, and when I decided to start my own agency, I decided to follow my heart and pick artists who perform music that I love and that I know that the world will love, and also to pick artists who were great human beings doing their work with a lot of heart. And I'm thrilled that I did this, and every day my artists and the work that I do bring me joy, because I know that I'm bringing the joy of spectacular music, spectacular talent, and very, very fine people to audiences all over the country.
How can people get information about Marilyn Rosen Presents?
My website is MarilynRosenPresents.com or on Facebook.
Let's get back to the marriage a little bit. Are you happy that you decided to get married?
I'm thrilled. I feel like a weight has been lifted, that I can just soar now with you, Charlotte, and we can move forward in life as a unit, a legal unit, and with no excuses and nothing holding us back. I feel like we're just ready to take on the world.
I'm also thrilled that we got married, and I do feel a lot stronger, and there's a legitimacy that I feel that's so different than how I felt before we took the oath and we exchanged vows. So I couldn't be happier, and if you're living in a state where you can get married, we definitely suggest that you do get married, because it is a thrill and it's just such an incredible thing to share with your family and your friends. We always end our program with a quote, so I'm going to ask my wife, Marilyn, do you have a favorite quote, a mantra to get you through difficult times?
Because we've just gotten married and exchanged vows and we're actually starting a new chapter in our lives, I was thinking about something that Maya Angelou once said. Life is not measured by the number of breaths we take, but by the moments that take our breath away. And I think that our wedding celebration was certainly one of the great, great moments that everybody's breath was taken away.
And to add to that, I think that my favorite quote would be from Auntie Mame, where she says, life is a banquet and most poor son of a bitches are starving to death. You have to live, live, live. And I think that definitely getting married was part of an incredible living experience for both of us.